Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you? Thanks for having me here today.
Thank you. I got an email from my mom. It's her birthday today, and she reminded me that that you're a good friend of hers, and if I would please be kind to you today. So since it's her birthday, I guess I'll make that wish.
And actually, I'm actually going to her birthday party tonight.
Oh, are you? Okay. All right. So there you go. So that said, we got that cleared, and so we know each other. You are the first member of council to come in since Jeff Kirsten made his presentation. And we found out, like most of us, we got a whole lot of things we want to do, and we don't have enough money for it. I guess in the next 5 years, we're looking at $310 million in projects and another that are funded, and another $200 million that are not funded. So, Mr. City Council member, how are we going to do this?
As Jeff started the meeting off with, he said we've got more projects to do and not enough money. Which is obviously the case, Scott. But again, you're getting obviously the source of fundings, I think, is your question.
Sure.
And how do we do this? Well, obviously, personally, I'm open to virtually any alternative that makes good sense. As you well know, we've done road impact fees, we've done water and wastewater impact fees to help offset new development. We have a new roadway fee to help maintain the older roads. One of the things that I think we need to be doing as far as another source of funding that we need to emphasize, and that's economic development. Because obviously if we can bring in more business here, that's going to create more property tax and more sales tax for the city, the county, and the state.
Well, what's the right kind of business, though? Because I'm telling you, we're getting retailed out. We got all the nail shops that we need. But, I mean, let's talk about what kind of development does work.
You know, certainly. And I don't remember if you've had Natalie Ruiz on here recently or not as our economic development director. But, you know, she is certainly working with various companies. And I don't really want to go into any names because they're not – they're still maybes, and you know how that goes. But she is looking at all other than just nail shops. She is looking at all kinds of businesses and names, frankly, that are national names that everybody would recognize. And it's something that we are working on. Frankly, an issue we have here in College Station is a landing spot to put these people wherever it happens to be. As you probably know, we have the Spring Creek property over here near Tire Point.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, Jay, you may want to help me, but I think it's roughly 300 acres, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And which we need to use, city-owned, and we need to use for businesses to come in to have a landing spot. Before we do that, we first need to get water and roads and wastewater out there. So obviously they are... I hate to use a term, but shovel ready.
Well, I want to stop you for just a minute. The thing is, impact, I want to circle back to impact fees in a minute, but somebody who lives in Old College Station, somebody who lives on Dexter Street, doesn't care about something that literally is going to be a 20-minute or more drive from them, because there are a lot of people who've lived here a long time who they're not going to drive 20 minutes to do much of anything.
And I'm probably one of them, but but no, you're exactly right. But obviously, Scott, as you well know, we both, I think, probably remember the old Jersey Street,
sure,
that is now George Bush, that was, you know, basically the outskirts of civilization as far as College Station was concerned some 50 or 60 years ago. Things change. And why we need to take care of our older neighborhoods. And we're doing some work there over in the area that you're talking about, mm-hmm, as far as water and sewer and so forth. And we need to do that. And that part of the road fee is to take care of old roads that we currently have, not new ones, but old ones. But again, as you're quite correct, we have neighborhoods that are getting older, and we need to figure out some good ways to make certain we're taking care of the things and providing the services that the city ought to provide.
So we've got water fee impact fees, we've got road impact fees, we've got wastewater impact fees. Do you agree with Council Member James Benham that it's just another word for tax?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And quite frankly, I would rather have a tax than call it a fee, simply because you can then, assuming you can deduct on your federal income tax, you deduct those taxes. You cannot deduct the fees.
Jerome Rector here this morning from College Station City Council. I mean, okay, we know police station was number one. That's $28 million. City Hall, need to do something there. That's going to be $25 million plus a fire station. What I also saw, however, is that there are utility rate increases already in the tube. I mean, already projected. So, I mean, I hate, again, for you to be the guy who has to come in here and talk about this first, but the deal is, so people can understand, I mean, you do have increases in line, online, ready to go that haven't been enacted yet. Is that true?
We certainly are looking for, trying to look for ahead far enough so that we can react when we need to react, Scott. Yes.
Yep.
I think the answer to your question is yes.
I found an interesting situation when Carl Mooney was speaking with Bill Oliver the other night. I want to play this for you. This is after the meeting, and he was talking about new development and parklands.
We've had meetings with some of our developers in the area who are trying to find ways to have more affordable housing. And one of the ways that they're doing that is eliminating things like pools and community centers and some other park spaces so that they can get more homes in a smaller area, smaller lots.
I'm bothered by hearing a mayor say, I want smaller homes and smaller lots. As one member of council, your thoughts on the mayor's comments?
Well, I think, and I don't want to put words in the mayor's mouth, but I think he was trying to address more affordable homes. And right now in College Station, if you could find a 50 by 100-foot lot, you're probably going to pay at least $50,000 for that lot.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you, a lot, I'm told by builders, is going to represent roughly, you know, 25 to 30% of the total cost of the house when it's done. So now you're talking about over $200,000 for a new house. And for some people, that's not affordable. And so I think the mayor is talking about how do we look at ways to find more affordable homes for people that need not a $250,000 house.
Sure. The other thing he mentions in there is parklands. Now, there's a hidden cost that people need to understand, the taxpayers need to understand, beyond the acquisition of land or something else. There's always operation and maintenance. And this is going to become a bigger and bigger portion of the budget.
It is a big portion of the budget, and you're absolutely right. We are responsible for maintaining these parks. But pardon me. I'll go back to the April survey of 2016, and you know, in the top 10 were biking and walking trails, and I think number 11, if I'm not mistaken, was maintaining the parks that we have in a good way. So that's, you know probably better than I that past councils have been very pro parks,
mm-hmm.
And obviously they have devoted the resources to them. Pardon me. I think one of the things that parks do, though, they do provide a quality of life for people in our community, and frankly, I think that is one of the things that can help convince a business to move to College Station is the quality of life for their employees when they get here, and so, you know, it has been a citizens. Desire in our town to have parks and have nice parks.
But at number 11, that's not a biggie. We got some real world things first.
Oh,
is that fair?
I agree 100%. We have real world things first. I mean, like fire, police, mm-hmm. roads, water, and sewer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Fire and police were number 2 in the survey. Maintaining roads and congestion, I don't remember the number, but they were in the top 4 or 5.
Sure.
So, absolutely. I think I've said this before, but, my mind, priorities are fire, police, water, wastewater, and roads.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, again, the funding question comes up, and Council Member Brick was discussing questioning the idea of where do we go because you can do a capital improvement bond, or you can do certificates of obligation. Now, COs have become very popular, but that takes people out of it, citizens out of it. Where's your stand on that? And let's start there. Tell me how you feel about using certificates of obligation as opposed to bonds.
Well, certificates of obligations, or COs, first of all, the city has quite a bit of flexibility in being able to initiate those things when they feel like they're needed. I would prefer if we could have bond elections to have the citizens vote on things. But quite frankly, you know, we had a bond election several years ago to do a bunch of things that I think were important that were turned down. Mm-hmm. And so we still, as you well know, Scott, our College Station is growing rapidly. We, in the last 7 years, I think, we've increased something like 2.5% a year. So, you know, one way or the other, we need to do the things we need to do, again, for roads, water, sewer, fire, and police. And
Then how do we get citizen input if you do want to go the certificates of obligation?
Well, you know, I think one of the things, obviously, anytime we have these discussions in city council, they are open meetings. Citizens can come in and voice their concerns or whatever on the COs, and citizens are always welcome to come to every council meeting we have, as I think you know. So, you know, the problem is, in my opinion, quite frankly, is that citizens typically do not come unless something affects their direct neighborhood.
Right.
You know, if it's in your neighborhood, then I'm not coming. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to somehow get citizens more involved with the government, with the city government. Now, if you ask me how to do that, I don't know.
A more global approach, right? Yeah.
I don't know if I've got a really good answer for that.
Let me shift off directly city business. You are the College Station representative on the Convention and Visitors Bureau. There's clearly some questions as far as funding and the way those funds are used. And I know that you're on the finance committee there. So let me ask you, once you became, how long have you been on that board?
6 months,
okay.
Roughly.
Were your concerns, and I'm going to assume you have some concerns about Convention Visitor Bureau use of money. Is that fair to say?
I'm concerned about, you know, Convention Bureau and every department in College Station.
Sure.
Yes.
Was it what you did hear at that meeting, or was it what you didn't hear at the meetings at CVB that caused you to be concerned?
Well, I think, you know, most of the meetings were in executive session, so I don't want to get into that.
Right.
But I think, you know, what we are looking for the CVB is to make certain that we provide clarity and accountability to the two cities that are funding this. And we need, frankly, to do a better job of doing that, whether it's with how we're spending the money, what the return is on that money, and do we need to spend it on this, and do we need to spend this much on whatever. So these are concerns that, frankly, both cities have had. I'm told by both city staffs, a number of years.
So as one member of council, how quickly would you like to see this come to an agenda item so that the council could take a vote?
Well, actually, this is a CVB board decision because they're a 50.
But it's your money. It's your money.
I understand.
You can decide to change the way you allocate that money.
No, and right now we run a 1 year contract, if you will.
Okay.
And that 1 year contract ends September 30th.
Okay.
And so, between now and September 30th or October 1st, the city or cities will decide what they want to do, and they could. Obviously, there's virtually everything is on the table.
Right. I've covered what I wanted to. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with this morning?
Yes, I would. Yeah. Yes, I would, please. Reference our fire department. We welcomed 9 new firefighters on Monday, June the 12th. We have a new service ladder number 756, which is being outfitted, and the crews are training, and it should be ready in August. The junior firefighters camp is next week. For kids age 7 to 12, and I understand it's virtually sold out right now.
I'm short enough, but I'm too old.
But we had a good, great turnout of about 130 people for the CPR challenge a few weeks ago. And the Chamber of Commerce baseball game last night, of course, the firefighters, close game, but they won. Also, I'd like to say a couple of things about our police department,
Please do, sure.
Tomorrow, June the 17th, from 8 to 12, the police department is partnering with Voices of Children with a Father Fish, a time for fishing, over at Cy Miller Pond, which is there in front of the police department on South Texas. So I would invite anybody that wants to get involved with fishing and learn how to fish or go fish, be there tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
And I have good, I have it on good information because I'm active at Voices for Children. They do have people who will take the fish off the hook if you haven't done it before. Okay, because there's some dads who maybe haven't done that, and they'll take care of that for you, too.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yep,
but
I thought I'd share.
I'm not surprised. But again, the Texas Department of Wildlife, Parks and Wildlife, is stocking the pond. So there should be some good fish in there for people to work with. As a reminder from the police department, keep your cars locked, keep your valuables out of sight, lock your doors at the house. Mm-hmm. And finally, if anyone has any interest in our listening audience or knows of anyone that has an interest in becoming a law enforcement officer, our police department is hiring today. So, I mean they're in the hiring process.
Yeah.
So contact the police department if you have any interest in law enforcement.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet.